shipping.
The Pentagon can't seem to explain this missile off of California's coastline. Passengers stranded on a crippled Carnival cruise ship finally get some help. And there's a new way to get fired. Sound off about your boss on Facebook. Someone rats you out, you could be toast. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's where we are here in this country. We're going to send you overseas, too, right at the top, and tell you about that volcano in Indonesia. No, it has nothing to do with President Obama's visit, but in Jakarta, the volcano has forced the president to actually cut short his time in that country. A lot of international airlines now are forced to cancel flights because they're worried about air safety. What are we talking about? The ash cloud, of course. And it's pretty bad. The Mount Merapi that exploded has been spewing the clouds of ash and gas high into the air for about 2 weeks. So far, at least that they know of, 153 people dead, and there's been travel chaos. That's the best way to say it. It's absolute chaos. There's a lot of concern for planes. They don't want to have these planes get forced down. Of course not. So they've got to cancel them, like Qantas, Malaysian Air, Value Air is another one. There's a lot of travel between Indonesia and Australia, for example, but there's no way they're traveling now. And this may last, they say, for at least a couple more weeks, maybe even longer than that. Because after all, there's no definites when it comes to this volcano erupting. The volcano could go on for maybe even a couple of months, somebody told me today. I don't think that'll happen. I think they'll get lucky. It might be a couple more weeks, though. So if you're planning a trip, just beware. If you're one of those rare birds out there listening and you happen to be going in that direction, better check the flights because it's probably going to be canceled. Speaking of being canceled, I think a lot of people are canceling their health insurance or they're playing Russian roulette with it because of the premiums that are set to go up. And this is now an after effect of health care reform. Yes, the pre-existing condition is good for children. That's already there now, and adults. And some of the other things that I pretty much believe everybody agreed on, the obvious things. What got Americans so furious was the fact that the government was saying, now, you better have health insurance, and if you don't, you're going to pay taxes. You're going to pay for the fact that you don't have health insurance. So check it out. The Center for Disease Control, Centers for Disease Control, sent out their statistical analysis on what ails America. They found that 59 million people went without health insurance coverage for at least part of this year. Most of them because they had conditions or diseases that needed treatment, or they needed the treatment and they couldn't get it. At least that's what they're saying in these surveys. 4 million more Americans went without insurance in the first part of 2010 than the same time in 2008. And that's really because private coverage went away over the past decade. Now, the findings and the timing is interesting because it has implications for U.S. healthcare reform. The bill, remember, that was passed in March, oh, I know you remember it, which promises to get health insurance coverage to all those Americans who don't have it. Well, now the Republicans have control of the House of Representatives and they've picked up seats in the Senate. They're derailing this sucker. They're trying to derail the new law by cutting off the funds for it and maybe even repealing it. So now we're talking about the possibility of gridlock in Congress. What happens in January, even before the Health Care Reform Act kicks in? Remember, Congress passed some provisions expanding free health coverage for kids. It's not about the kids, because already there are things that you can get for children. What's happening is that companies, especially these smaller businesses, but even the big corporations, are trying to pass it on. They're going to have to pass it on because that's what the insurance companies are doing. So now they're pricing people out of it. I think it's going to be worse. They're pricing people out of it, and now people will have to decide, let's say if it were to stand, geez, what do I do? Do I take the fine and get catastrophic coverage for a song just in case something horrible happens? Or do I get this health care coverage that I can't afford because now I'm in trouble? I can't pay all the bills. And that's really what the problem, I think that's what the problem is for a lot of people. Now, more than 80% of the people that weren't insured were 18 to 64. People over 65, of course, are eligible for Medicare. But the other problem with that is you have to have supplemental. You have to have supplemental insurance to pay for whatever your needs are. And that's going to cost you. I think I told the personal story about my mother saying that her, who, she's just newly retired, that her health insurance was going up an extra $109 a month or something. So then you start to add that all up with other cost of living increases, and it's not so easy to stretch those dollars, is it? So we move from the CDC and their statistics to what's happening off of the coast of San Diego. About 4,500 people in total, that means the crew and passengers of the Carnival Splendor, have no air conditioning or hot water. They've got some food, so they can eat canned crab meat, and they've got some spam that was dropped by helicopters, but it's a long ride home on those decks, isn't it? Because they don't have the usual things that you get on a cruise. So it was a seven-day cruise to the Mexican Riviera that was stopped around sunrise on Monday when there was an engine room fire, so they had to cut the power to the boat, and just let it drift off the Mexico's Pacific coast. They started moving again on Tuesday night, after some of the tugboats, several Mexican tugboats, went and met them and started pulling it towards San Diego. It's supposed to arrive on Thursday night, according to Carnival Cruise. What the U.S. Navy helicopters did, they were ferrying about 70,000 pounds of supplies. It was the crab meat I mentioned, croissants, Pop-Tarts, spam, and other things were dropped on the decks. And the USS Ronald Reagan, an aircraft carrier, was diverted from their training maneuvers and sent to help. They arrived pretty late on Tuesday. So the good news is the tug has begun, but it's pretty slow because this ship is so bloody big. You know, these engine room fires are pretty rare. The last major cruise accident, if you go back, was in 2007. You had a ship of about 1,500 people where the ship sank after hitting rocks near the aging island of Santorini. And remember, a couple of tourists, French tourists, I think they were, died in that one. The Splendor left from Long Beach on Sunday. They were anywhere from 150 to 200 miles south of San Diego when the engine fire started, and then they started to drift. So luckily no one was hurt in the fire, but you see what the situation is in the company. I would love to be a fly on the wall to hear what they're doing in their own little war room, how they're strategizing this, because there's no easy way to paint this. I mean, they're going to take a serious nosedive in the profits category, I think, anyway. Hang with us. More to come.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great and will help you with your health. And you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
If you want to throw in this segment here, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Average wait time to get on the airwaves of America tonight. Matt, what do you think it is? A couple of minutes. Unless we hang you over. Sorry if I hung some of you over. But if you call back, I promise I will slide you in. How's that? One of the things that I was talking about is the fact that there's discussions, serious discussions, about what's going to happen with this aging population to driving, that there might be a cutoff point. There's serious discussions about a cutoff point. So maybe you've got to go through some skills tests, and maybe when you're 80, that's it, you can't drive anymore, with the population by 2025, that's going to be like one in five or over 65, something like that, because of the baby boomers. The government is discussing the idea that we can't have all these older drivers, which I think is ridiculous, and I would just love to see somebody propose that and see where that heads. Are you kidding me? There's people that are probably 80 that drive better than half the people that are out, oops, getting a little soaked at a bar and deciding to play chicken or not of whether they can make it from point A to point B. Or there's the incredible statistics about the accidents happening with people texting, how somebody drives Even driving one-handed and texting and looking down, I don't get it. Unless you're just a master texter, I guess. But otherwise, it makes no sense to me. I don't think there should be a cutoff point because I would have to statistically see some incredible information that it's just too bloody dangerous. And I think older people anyway know when it's time. Know when, okay, if I can't see, if I've got cataracts, if I don't feel comfortable, they don't drive anymore. That's when they give their cars to their grandkids or sell them or find a younger friends to take them around or whatever it might be or have their family help them. I mean, we know the process here, and I don't think that there's that many older people jumping behind the wheel that feel unsure of what they're seeing and feel like they're going to risk it. I don't think so. I think it's riskier with the texting thing. Matt, what do you think?
I don't know. It's kind of a fine line with going through the whole the driving with the senior citizens and all that.
Oh, so you're saying you don't agree? You think there should be a cutoff point?
I think there.
What, speak up.
I don't know. It's there has to be some kind of point where I don't know. I guess. There's a point where it's just based on, like, the family should be the one who takes away someone's keys and not the government, I would say that. But maybe if the person doesn't have a family, then where do you draw the line? I don't know.
Well, let's ask that question. Then you're in Minnesota. So do you find that that's a problem? Do you think that there is, because maybe it's different in every part of the country. Are there people that are causing problems because they're not competent drivers and they happen to be older?
I've seen it before, and definitely in the winter, there's some people who it just, you look at them and they should not be out driving because they just, they're not confident drivers. And they're not driving the way, and they're not going with the flow of the traffic, and they're doing more harm. I wouldn't say they're causing accidents, but they're impeding traffic.
All right, that's a good way to say it. So Matt says that some older drivers are impeding traffic.
But then again, when it gets to that point, how are you going to feel when you have your driving privileges revoked by some...
Terrible.
Yeah, exactly. So, like I said, it's a very fine line, and I don't know. I would not want that to be my job. So when it comes to my parents and the driving, if we have to take away the keys, I'm going to throw that one over to my sister.
Oh, that's nice.
She's the oldest one. That's her job.
You handle it. It's your problem. You do it. Yeah, see, that's the thing. It's what we always say. When it affects you, like Matt's saying, if he's got to have that happen, he thinks that there might be the cutoff point, but he doesn't want to have to deal with it with his parents. And I think of my mother, who is, she's not up there yet. I mean, she just retired, but it would depend on what age you would say. And she's a great driver. Of course, I'm not saying she's not in her 70s, 80s, so that's a little bit different. Because I would think that the cutoff point is probably going to be maybe 70s or 80s. That's nice. So here's the thing, too. They got to watch what this cutoff point is. Because if you get those little things from the government, the Social Security nonsense of what you can expect to get back when you're however old you are when you retire, notice that they'll say, if you retire when you're 70, well, if they're encouraging people to retire and work till they're 70 because they couldn't make enough money because they were taxed out the yang and there is no more middle class, well, they got to be able to drive in a lot of places to get to these jobs that they're going to do. And not every place has great public transportation. But see, now that shows you the difference. Matt and our mothership, Minneapolis, Minnesota, they have harsh winters. They deal with a lot of crazy driving because of the snow. The satellite facility that I'm in is in Dallas, Texas, where you can have some harsh weather, like rain and ice and whatnot. But for the most part, no. You don't have that as much. And I've lived in different kinds of climates. But I think because I'm focused on that whole texting thing, which I just can't wrap my head around, people driving and texting. I get it for the passengers and anyone else in the car, but the person driving and how many accidents that's causing and how speed kills in so many cases, that I think it'd be pretty hard to tell somebody, and I don't agree with it. I don't agree with government intervention in the what the age limit is of driving, and that is discrimination. I think they're having a hard time with that because there are going to be mega lawsuits if there's a hard and fast rule. What I think will happen is the rules will change for the driver's license. So there'll be, however they determine it, that you have to go back and take this test. You know, you take your driver's test, and you're not taking it again. You're getting a new driver's license. You're not taking these tests. You're not doing the physical tests, parallel parking through the cones, all that nonsense. You're not doing it. So maybe that's what's going to happen, that every so often, that would be the way to get around it, skirt around it. Every so often, people have to come in and do it, which would mean then more jobs, which would mean more government interference into this, and I think it would get messy, and where's all that money coming from? Oop, now we got to expand DMV. The lines are already long. We're going to expand it even more, and you're going to have to come in however many years and do these tests. But you could theoretically dance around it that way, and not just, you could make it incremental so that it would fall into the category of when you're older. I mean, I still think, for the most part, if somebody can't drive, if somebody's older and they know they can't drive, they find other ways. They don't do it because they don't want to get in the car and be frightened with the driving. I mean, if they can't see, for goodness sake, or there's problems just trying to maneuver. Like, I know people that don't like the highways, that are afraid of big highways. They just don't feel comfortable driving on them. So, therefore, they're not going to be doing that. It's an interesting discussion to have because this goes to other things that would happen. I mean, hey, woohoo, welcome to the golden years. We're going to clamp down on you now. We got to take those keys away. We got to take some more rights away from you. I think that's terrible. I think it's terrible in this country what we do with older people. In some countries, they revere older people, the wisdom, the stories, the knowledge that can be handed down. And why, and not everyone, certainly not, but why sometimes that just doesn't seem to translate to a lot of Americans? I don't get it. Nothing infuriates me more than to see someone pop off to someone older, some crazy thing happen. And I haven't seen it that much, thank goodness. But I don't understand that. Because the wisdom that can be gained from those conversations, to me, that's like gold. That's like money in the bank. I love talking to my grandfather. Some of the stuff that he taught us when my brother and I were kids. I mean, that's stuff that stays with you, I think, for the rest of your life. All right, you can flip me your thoughts, AmericaTonight.net. Hang with us.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Do you have pain from a soft tissue injury? Would you like to alleviate that pain in 10 minutes? Science has now figured out how to put healing sound frequencies into a kaolin clay and polymer gel. Once applied to the area of pain, frequency signals are transmitted to the area of injury that activates the release of prostaglandin hormones. Your body's own prostaglandin hormones eliminate inflammation and the pain that it is causing. The result is the elimination of pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. We have thermography pictures to prove its effectiveness. The only alternatives on the market are topical cooling agents that for many are poor performers, often smell bad, may be oily, and do not activate the body's innate response system. If you'd like a superior alternative to alleviating soft tissue trauma pain in as little as 10 minutes, please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit knockoutpaincream.com. That's knockoutpaincream.com.
I may never be as wealthy as a broker on Wall Street. I may never be as clever as some billionaires that I meet. I may never feel the power.
Welcome back to ATN. You know how I love trivia. Here's a question I don't think most of you would probably get. What band is the longest continuously operating band in music history? Were you thinking the Rolling Stones? I have to be honest. Originally, I would think the Rolling Stones. In 1962, right? Rolling Stones. But that's not it. It's this awesome band called the Light Crust Doughboys. They have stories, they have music, and they have the Stones beat by 30 years. They just put out a new CD to mark their anniversary. Couldn't be more excited. Art Greenhalgh, the Grammy award-winning leader of the group, has graciously decided to join us on the show. Art, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate the time.
Great to be with you, Kate, and hello to America Tonight all over the world.
Yeah, no kidding. I guarantee there's a lot of people that have heard of you, but I don't know that they would know the question that I threw out. You have the Stones beat, like I said, by 30 years. I mean, you've been playing music forever and a day. When you jumped into this band, did you ever think it would last this long?
Well, it had already lasted a long while. The band started with Bob Wills as the leader in 1930. The band first went on the air in January of 1931, became the most popular radio program in the Southwest, and I started working with the guys in the 80s, joined full-time in 93. And it's just a fantastic tradition. We do all types of music, but of course, Western swing and Texas swing is what the Light Crust Doughboys are known for originating.
And you know, and it's interesting you say that, because it is hard to nail your music. It's Southern meets kind of soul, 20th century gospel is what I would describe it. You have a truckload of Grammys. Explain that. Explain the Grammy category thing, because of really Texas Western Swing is a good way to describe it. How did you get in the category of gospel?
Well, of course, we consider ourselves a country band, and we're real, real proud of it. But country is such a broad category in the Grammys, we would find ourselves competing with Shania Twain and Garth Brooks and every progressive country artist. And since we're more roots, real, real rootsy, and since from the very beginning the Light Crust Doughboys have always done gospel music, I made the decision that I thought we could really make our mark with Southern country and bluegrass gospel music. And if you go on the website thelightcrustdoughboys.com, just make sure you put that T-H-E, thelightcrustdoughboys.com, you'll hear a lot of our music, 8 Grammy nominations and a Grammy Award win for our tribute to James Blackwood, who recorded with us. And that's a wonderful combination of Southern gospel. The Blackwood brothers started at about the same time in the early 30s with the Light Crust Doughboys. And this very weekend we'll be in Sunnyvale, Texas, wonderful little suburb out from Dallas, doing not only Western swing music but also gospel and Christian legacy music at the Sunnyvale Pecan Harvest Festival. And people can email me at that website with questions, hear music, watch videos. We really appreciate your interest. Matter of fact, from this day forward, you, Kate, are an honorary Light Crust Dough Girl.
I love it. You don't know how excited that makes me. You guys are in the Rockabilly Hall of Fame. I love Texas Western Swing and Rockabilly, so I am totally into it. I am so happy that I was introduced to your music, actually, just a couple of short weeks ago, and then found out all these really cool things. Like, I'm wondering, have you seen that movie? I want to say it was from the 30s, and of course you would have been part of the band then. But the Light Crust Doughboys had a brush with the Autrys, with Gene Autry, in fact, and they performed "Oh Susanna." I think it is the coolest slice of old footage I've ever seen. Have you seen that footage, Art?
Oh, sure. And let me tell you this. Actually, the Light Crust Doughboys were the very first Western country band in the world to travel to Hollywood and make the Hollywood Western movies. Bob Wills, after he broke from the Light Crust Doughboys, formed a different group, and he started in Hollywood in 1940. But a neat piece of trivia for you and all of your wonderful listeners is, in 1936, the Light Crust Doughboys were chosen as the very, very first band to actually hook up with Gene Autry, and there were two movies, one The Big Show and the other one Oh Susanna, and you'll see some abridged Oh Susanna movies, but actually the Doughboys appear a number of times in that movie, Oh Susanna, and it's one of the best clips. In 1936, of course, sound had come in strong, so The filming is real, real good. It's probably the best clip of any country band of that era that's in existence. And the Doughboys do Oh Susanna, and then they morph into Tiger Rag. And those are two tunes that we still do to this day. Matter of fact, Sunnyvale will have our horn band with us. Sometimes we perform just the string band. Sometimes we add 3 horns. And in Sunnyvale, Texas, this weekend, we'll have the 3 horns, and we'll do in honor of America Tonight, Tiger Rag, since you love the Oh Susanna Doughboys clip so much.
Ooh, I'm going to be there. Tiger Rags. I love it. I'm writing that down right now. so that we can put that out there on the blog so everybody knows that. Talk about your musical influences. We know what, you know, we get a sense of the band, and we get a sense that you like to change. There you're just talking about what you'll add and what you'll subtract, you know, five or six man string band swing kind of thing. I mean, that's obviously at the core of what you're about, but you're pretty innovative. What really influences you, Art, when you put music together?
Well, one real, real neat thing, and one of the great, great things in our history, is that I've been able to bring my mentors and my idols into the music of the Light Crust Doughboys. I grew up with the Light Crust Doughboys and would travel all over Texas and especially North Texas as a kid listening to them. So the Doughboys and that string band music has been a great, great big influence. And the Doughboys have played electric instruments since shortly after they got back from Hollywood, although that clip you see in Oh Susanna, the Gene Autry film, is acoustic. Shortly after that, the Doughboys went electric, so they were one of the very first bands to go electric in 1936. And we've had electric guitars since then, and of course electric basses since the 1950s. But the Jordanaires, the wonderful backing vocal band for so many of the classic country artists, including Elvis, have been a big, big influence on my career. And they have recorded many, many tracks with me personally. Matter of fact, that's the Jordanaires and Gordon Stoker and Ray Walker that you hear on Promise Keeping Man, along with Noki Edwards of the Ventures. So the Jordanaires, the Ventures, the great electric instrumental band. Noki Edwards has been a real important part of our recordings for a number of years. The great steel guitarist Tom Brumley. I brought him on Doughboys recordings in the late 90s. He was so instrumental in my music with the career of both Rick Nelson and Buck Owens. Rick Nelson more as far as my personal influence goes. And then we have our current band, one of the all-time greatest steel guitarists in the world, Maurice Reese Anderson, the developer of the MSA pedal steel, Dale Cook on drums, Jim Baker on fiddle, Kevin Bailey on guitar, me on guitar and bass. We try to have the very, very best instrumentation and vocalists anywhere in our field, and I really appreciate you playing our music. There's a lot to play. We have blues, rockabilly, as you mentioned, gospel, in addition to the more traditional country and western swing.
What if you had to pick one, and I guess this is hard because really you've got everything on the platter, but what's your favorite thing to do, Art? What's your favorite music to play?
You'll hear 80 years of southwestern and American music at every Light Crust Doughboys show, including the one this weekend. And all that information, again, is on our website, thelightcrustdoughboys.com. You can also find us at artgreenhaw.com, artgreenhaw.com. And people are welcome to call me, 972-285-5441.
All right, he summed it up best. 80 years of music, Art Greenhaw, Light Crust Doughboys. I'm honored to be a Light Crust Dough girl, and I am psyched to hear, of course, the big rendition of Tiger Rag when they're performing it this weekend. I'm sure I'm going to be out there, and a bunch of you will as well. Thanks so much for joining us, Art. We appreciate it.
Dough girl Kate, I can't wait to see you real, real soon. And would you spin our music every chance you get on your world popular America Tonight show?
We'll do it.
Thank you, Kate.
Thanks, Art. That was terrific. We appreciate it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Kentucky asks, what's going on with cholera in Haiti? That question popped up in an email that he sent to AmericaTonight.net. We're going to get to that, Joe, I promise, in a second when we check the mail. But before we do that, one quick thing. Did you ever Google your street? Did you ever do that? Did you ever Google yourself? They say you should Google yourself at least once a week to make sure some crazy story isn't up there or some weird thing hasn't popped up, whether it's personal, professional, whatever. Isn't that crazy that you have to look yourself up once a week? I don't know that I buy that you have to do that, but I guess before you go to a job interview, maybe you want to check to see what's floating around out there. But the Google Street View, which is actually pretty cool, people who are going to look for houses, or now when you look at maps and you're trying to pull them up, even GPS, sometimes it'll pull them up, you can see clearer where your destination is. So check this out. This is what happened. The Google Street View actually showed a thief, a caravan thief. So in other words, somebody who had doors open, had their vehicle was being stuffed with things that he was getting out of the house, and it helped police identify the burglar, the culprit, whatever you want to call him, because he he seemed like he sort of belonged when you look at the picture. He had this SUV, and he was in the driveway acting like, I guess, he belonged there. And what he was doing is he was unloading stuff from their home and casually putting it in his SUV and then driving away. But what it was is, what happened, rather, is that the street view images showed it. You could actually see the images, and that helped the cops nail this idiot who was pulling up to these driveways and was pulling stuff out like he belonged there. I mean, I guess that's a new trick in the book, isn't it? Or maybe this is what you do when you try to rip people off in their homes, since I know nothing about it other than my conversations with detectives. But if you look like you blend in, I'm sure that's part of it. But he was really trying to blend in, I guess hoping the neighbors would think, I don't know, he was some kind of relative or something. So how about the Google Street View coming up with that, actually looking up? And what happened, by the way, how they thought of the Google Street thing is this 11-year-old looked up his family's house and saw the guy standing in the driveway right near the family's camper and saw the things that were coming out. That's when you can't yell at your kids about being on the computer too much. And that's what then led to the police being able to nab the guy. By the way, this happened in England. So, not here in the United States. However, it's the same theory. Just go and Google and see if you notice anything out of place in your yard, just to give you an idea. All right, without further ado, enough of this nonsense. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ooh, thank you very much. All right, let's start with Joe, because, you know, my mind is like a sieve, and who knows, I'll forget these questions. But he asked about cholera, because we've been talking about what's going on in light of the outbreak in Haiti. Unfortunately, you have that tent city, and the chances of more people, because it's so contagious, of more people getting it, how sad it is pretty good. What's happened now is you have people in some of these charities that are bringing in fresh water to try to stop this surge of cholera, because it's about the hand washing, all that stuff. And fresh water, because of the lack of the fresh water, it started what now has become a little mini epidemic. Even in Port-au-Prince, there's about 70 new cases, and health workers can see it. They can see cases coming up in what they call the shanty towns and the muddy tent camps that I was talking about. And this is a very overcrowded city, let's face it. You have terrible water canals that are, I mean, they're putrid is the way to describe it, and they're slums. So the fear is that you're going to see more and more cholera creep up, and cholera is a killer, and it's also something that spreads so fast. Doctors Without Borders are doing a lot of work there, and they say they're seeing a lot of severe symptoms at some of the places where they're treating people in the last 3 days. It's been particularly bad. You know, Port-au-Prince has about, I don't know, maybe 3 million people or so, and about half of those have been living in homeless situations, pretty dire straits, actually, since January 12th when earthquake just ripped through the capital there. And there are so many people that have given aid, and there's still so many charities that are doing a lot there. But out of sight, out of mind, there every day there's a new catastrophe in Indonesia with the volcano, with the tsunami, and people move on to whatever the next tragedy is. So they're really having trouble with clean water, clean water, the sanitation, the medical care, all of that, leaving just millions of Haitians in some difficult straits, I think. All right, so let's go to a couple of other emails. Here's one from Pop, and Pop says, Kate, did you see the pictures of that errant missile in the sky? What gives? Do you think the military is trying to cover something up? Do you think it's just a crazy airline trail? Do you think that there's something more to it, or not much to it at all? Wow. Well, here's the thing. We talked about this at the top. The contrail, I guess that's what it's called, a contrail, it might be an optical illusion, because it happened at sunset and it looked like it went straight up, and it was a helicopter in Los Angeles, a traffic copter that actually captured the image. And the image was, the image is pretty cool looking actually because of the sunset in the background, but it does look like a missile. It looks like that's what you're seeing that's in the air. But what the military has said is, come on, you know, there's no missile, there's no errant missile that went off. I mean, Vandenberg Air Force Base isn't too far away, and they do have missile capabilities, but they're saying there's no missile there. That's not what it is, that it's just something that's baffling to people and something that's causing a lot of conversation, but there's nothing more to it than it's probably something from an airplane that went up and went straight up and looks like it's more of a missile contrail. Does that answer the question? There you go. This one's from Doc. Kate, Elizabeth Smart, go girl, go. Have you been talking about what's happening with her in court? She has to be the bravest young woman. I think if I were her father, I would want to sock that idiot in the face along with his dopey wife. What do you think? All right, pretty opinionated stuff. I love that. Elizabeth Smart is pretty brave. She has been going through this whole thing for how many years now? She's 23. Think about this. She was 14 when he stuck a knife in her face and abducted her when she was sleeping in her house in Salt Lake City. And 9 months later, luckily, someone saw her walking in a suburb of Salt Lake City and reported it. That's how they caught this idiot Mitchell, Brian David Mitchell, who faces life in prison if he's convicted of this kidnapping and unlawful transportation of a minor. That's the charges across the state lines with the intent to engage in criminal sexual activity. I don't see how they just don't nail him to the wall, frankly. I don't see how that doesn't happen. And good for Elizabeth Smart because she's doing her part. She's saying and describing some pretty hard things. I mean, terrible things when you listen to what she's saying, saying that he brought pornography into the camp and he would say terrible things about women and that he was constantly raping her. She was 14 years old. 14 years old. So I like the comment about if I were the father, I'd want to deck this guy. Of course, I'm sure he does. Elizabeth Smart's father was pretty active in keeping her name out there. If you remember, he was on a lot of talk shows saying he believed that she was alive. And, you know, 5 months later, 6 months later, 8 months later, and here it was 9 months before this weird thing happened and they were able to capture him and rescue Elizabeth Smart. I think the most disturbing thing to me besides this Mitchell character is the wife and the fact that she just went along with it. You got to be kidding me. I mean, what's that about? And I think both of them are toast. I can't imagine that any jury is not going to just leave them in a hole forever and a day, especially when you look at the charges and what they did and her age at the time and all that sort of stuff. All right, if you have any thoughts just like those that we just read, feel free to ship them to me, americatonight.net.
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell!